Ever wonder what it sounds like when we watch the game? Turn the TV down and the radio up. This is Football Theater 1310. It's commentary and comedy from all the ticket guys on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, all right then. It is 12:01 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And welcome to Football Theater 1310, The Ticket's exclusive presentation, where you get a chance to watch the Cowboy game with us. Now, here's the idea. We are watching the game and commenting on what we see on the screen, just like you. We are in something called delay, though. So if you have the DVR, what percentage of Americans do you think have the DVR? Some sort of digital...
A million.
A million, okay. That's not really a percentage, but that's a number.
I like chicken!
Okay, hang on, Bob. Hang on.
It is a percentage.
Hang on.
Can you give 110%?
So what we suggest you do is, we'll tell you when the ball's going in the air, like whenever the ball is kicked, and maybe that'd be a good way to start syncing up. Generally, though, I would just push pause on your DVR, wait about 15 seconds, and then push play, and I think you'll be pretty close to where we are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then when we dump something, then you'll have to do it again.
Right, yeah, we'll have to resync. But let's just watch the game like we got our kids in the room, maybe, at least until Gordon gets here, and just have a good time, and it'd be fun,
like, don't
right?
swear?
Yeah.
I won't swear.
Okay. That's good. Let's all kind of let the game come to us and just, you know, watch the game and have a good time. It's good to see Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell.
So good to see
I'm
Bob.
George Dunham, in case you just tuned in. Corby Davidson's going to be up here, Junior Miller, the great Gordo. Have any Welcome to the Jungle in there? Because I guarantee you they're playing that right now at
What's
Cowboy Stadium.
What's this background stuff we got on now?
We have murmuring.
That's the crowd noise.
Oh, it's murmuring background,
yeah.
Fake background? Okay.
It's like school
For
cafeteria.
Those on HD radio?
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to be doing play-by-play because that's not legal.
Let's do play-by-play on what's on CNN, though.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Lance Dunbar houses this. I would predict this.
I wouldn't be surprised if Lance Dunbar took it 9 yards deep in the end zone all the way out to the 13.
That's happened a couple of times. He's also had a good return.
Why is Lance Dunbar in your crosshairs these last couple of weeks? Like,
why is he in your crosshairs?
You had Bobby Carpenter for years, and you've had several others, but poor Lance Dunbar is just trying to make a team in the NFL. He's just trying to fly under the radar.
That's sweet.
And by the way, I bet he makes a big play today. What do you think about that?
I think that's very vague. And
I think you'll know it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it.
Like, is that a 7-yard run?
No, like a significant play. I'd say 20-plus.
20-plus yard run.
An explosive play.
What do you want to bet? Green man suit?
No, I hate y'all's bets.
How about Why? Why can't we do a mustache
bet? That was exciting.
How about the first negative run of the game? Got that out of the way.
Hitler mustache?
No, I don't like all your stupid bets. Why can't we just bet like a...
At 12:04, we got our first Hitler reference. Good. So where is... Where are the tickets funny men?
One of the slowest games I've ever seen.
Are they still meeting?
How about the nice brown jerseys, though? You like the brown jerseys?
I've always thought those were very average. Kind of like the Browns of the 70s and 80s. I don't ever thought they were bad uniforms, but I never really thought they were ridiculous.
Like, do you hate
ridiculous.
The Penn State uniforms, too?
Don't hate them. No. And I like the fact that they've stuck to tradition with them.
Do you agree, though, in this world where everyone tries to switch colors to what the kids think are cool, the Browns are on the opposite spectrum of cool color schemes?
Shouldn't we credit them for that?
That inner city kids
what
might
What is their throwback,
to?
By the way?
Just the same thing.
Just a slight lighter shade.
It's the same thing.
It's throwback week for
it's the
Browns.
It's the one team that can't do a throwback.
They did have orange pants, I think, now that I'm thinking of things.
Back in the
from
day?
The past, yeah.
Cowboys are really on the march here.
Was that Dunbar?
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's Felix.
How about Lance Dunbar? A big play for him would be like not...
Of course you're on this.
He's had an 11-yard run. He's had an 18-yard run. He's had very limited touches.
Seriously, he's the fourth running back.
He
shouldn't even be active.
You're clearly just shilling for North Texas, though.
Oh, I'm excited for him. Look, he's wearing a brown shirt. But he's also got
Hold
some...
On.
Here, turn
let's,
your mic on.
Let's turn mic on, broadcaster.
Oh.
Hey, it's Corby Davidson.
Come on, man. Yeah, the plain shirt bit...
Now, what happened?
...is done for today. We're going all Browns.
Dude.
I have pom-poms. This is one of the biggest days of my life.
Why don't you put your pom-pom down before you poke somebody in the eye?
If this was 1986, would you be really...
Who's that?
Can you answer me this, though, for real? If this was 1986, would you be really nervous right now and really excited and this really would mean something? Just say yes
to
me.
DVR for sure. Check, 1245, 1245.
It was 95 that ruined you, right?
After the drive.
1241, 1240.
What are you trying to let people sync up?
I'm helping DVR sync.
Yeah.
35, 1234, 1233.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know.
We just can't do...
Yeah.
If anyone's going to break rules around here, it's going to be me.
Dude, before the drive, I was calling sports radio barking on the air.
And then
after the drive, we took, you know, you could take the highway home and get home in half hour or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Or you could take side streets and get home whenever because it doesn't matter.
Hitler!
So what turned it for you? Was it 95 when they moved that just made you cynical?
Hitler!
And
yeah, that affected me pretty poorly.
No,
George.
You know what happened to him?
Shows up 10 minutes late and that's all he's got.
You know what happened to Dan? Life. Life happened to Dan. It wasn't anything in particular, I don't think, that turned your ire toward the Browns.
Yeah, but when your team leaves, that doesn't help.
Well, yeah, you're backing out.
But you've given up on the Indian. You don't care about anything.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at Gordon.
Life did change me, Corby. Having kids.
Yeah, he's throughout, even though he didn't get here when
you.
The game started.
Like, I had kids and then started liking them and stuff.
Bundy!
All right.
Bundy?
I'd like to know Dan when he cared
about
the Browns. I would have liked to have known that, Dan.
I still care about Marty Schottenheimer.
And what do we do for breaks? Just when we want to?
Hanford Dixon.
Just, yeah, whatever.
Hey, it's Mike Reiner.
If you don't want to work,
Hi, Mike.
It's like the compound.
Hi there. So,
I will not adhere to any script.
Good first drive here?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened in that drive?
Four and out.
We turned around and...
Does anybody know what's going on? Anybody watching this game?
Well, we're predicting Lance Dunbar for big game, although we won't put anything on it,
No. I didn't say big game.
Oh,
I said he would make a big play. Yes.
And you won't even bet that, though.
Did you like my...
No, because I hate your bets.
Did you like my...
Hitler mustache. You dress up as a chicken.
Were those your two bets?
No.
Dress up like Hitler?
Or green suit or something stupid.
Dress up as a chicken is ridiculous.
How about a little credit for calling Baylor over K-State?
Thank you.
Good job.
Calling it.
Yeah?
You didn't call it.
Oh, I
you
did.
You called nothing.
When?
You didn't even bet
Why
the game.
Today doesn't suck Friday?
I called it.
Why didn't you
bet
say watch
then?
Out?
I saw trouble. But
you said look out.
I said, Ty, you better be careful down in Waco.
Ooh.
And if I say anything more definitively,
you didn't
then
even
Dan
bet
wants a Hitler mustache.
Baylor to cover the spread. Did you?
What?
You didn't bet Baylor to cover the spread.
I'm not into betting.
What was your lock?
Yes, you are. We have a betting game. You bet four games every week.
What was your lock bet of the week this week?
Well, Baylor over K-State was
he
easy.
Did not
okay.
bet that.
Easy.
Dang, then I had K-State. Stanford winning in Oregon.
Yeah.
And I had Ohio State winning at Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
You're an idiot.
Uh-huh.
Made me sad. Stinking Ohio State.
Here's a tweet from Joe Lecce. No surprise to anyone, at Gordon Keith and at Corby Davidson are late for Football Theater 1310.
Banning it.
Why are you guys always late?
Well, A, I wasn't late. I was here at kickoff. I was just out there.
Are you and Gordon just partying?
He was. I know he was
what
last
party?
Night because he had to host the big cystic fibrosis thing. So he, when'd you go to bed for real? 3? 4:30.
Oh, my God.
Hey, me too.
Browns have the ball.
Yeah, but his was a little more serious than yours was, watching porn from noon to 4 or midnight to 4.
Does Jim Brown want to take back what he said about Trent Richardson yet, or does he still think he's failed?
What did he say
about a big Cleveland thing, that he thought he was a waste of a draft pick?
Oh, did he? I don't know. Yeah. I didn't see that.
That was back in the summer.
Does anyone pay attention to Jim Brown anymore?
And the Pruitt brothers, weren't they really mad, too?
Were they?
I don't think Leroy Kelly liked it too much, either.
So who was better, Greg or Mike?
You tell us.
I was better.
Pruitt.
The original
Yeah,
hardline.
He was better.
Me.
Wow. Has
he
anyone ever put
Ooh,
that together
oh
before?
Oh, my gosh. Could you stop Ooh. Anything?
And they're not brothers.
Ooh.
I mean,
Rob Ryan.
Brothers.
Dramatically
they are both black,
or not.
Though, right?
Say, man.
They're both black. I think
Greg Pruitt
Because
I thought Mike
was
white for, or Greg was white for a long time.
You thought Greg Pruitt was white.
Shut up.
What'd you think when the Pruitts added Corby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pruitts.
Who is this?
What's the score?
Uh-oh.
We have a Cowboy player down.
Well, at least it's a safety.
It's Charlie Pepper's time to shine.
Play the soft music.
How's Matt Johnson?
He's been IR.
Danny McCray, college.
All right,
LSU,
no score.
Right?
Cowboys and Browns.
Why do we have to break
this
ever?
This is Football Theater 1310.
At Nissan, the season's best offers are finally here. It's Nissan Season to Save. Get unforgettable deals on capable Nissan trucks, like up to $2,000 cash back on the 2012 Frontier. Or celebrate today with up to $8,450 in savings on the powerful 2012 Nissan Titan. Tis the season to save big on our most innovative.
If you're a man over 40 and have noticed a decline in energy, stamina, libido, or simply lost your get-up-and-go, you may have low testosterone. It's estimated that 13 million men in the U.S. have low T. So call the Low T Center today to have your levels checked. Low T can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. It increases your risk for heart attack, Alzheimer's, and osteoporosis. Our experienced medical staff will educate you on the benefits and risks of testosterone replacement therapy. Men with low T experience a significant improvement in energy and quality of life through testosterone replacement. If you're tired of being tired, you owe it to yourself to get your levels checked. The Low T Center has 6 locations in DFW, now in McKinney and North Park in Dallas. Services are covered by most health insurances, and it takes just minutes to receive your results. Start feeling more energetic and start living a healthier lifestyle. Call today, 214-378-5698. That's 214-378-5698, or visit lowtcenter.com.
Hi, this is Greg Shea, General Sales Manager of Toyota of Fort Worth. Looking for a simple and easy way to buy your new or pre-owned Toyota during this year's Toyota-thon is on sales event? You just got to come see us here at Toyota of Fort Worth to get your true price. No haggling and playing pricing games here. We clearly discount our cars with our true price right up front. Toyota-thon is on with 2013 Corollas starting at $15,991 or get 0% financing for 60 months. 2012 Tundra pickups with 0% financing for up to 72 months. 2012 Camrys for just $19,991. And get 0% financing for 5 full years. Toyota-thon is on with hassle-free true pricing. There's never been a better time to get to Toyota of Fort Worth and buy your new or pre-owned Toyota. Log on to fwtoyota.com to get your true price, or come see us at 820 in Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or call us at 877-FW-TOYOTA. Toyota of Fort Worth is a Sonic Automotive dealership.
Toyota of Fort Worth will steer you right.
No bull, just great prices. FWToyota.com, 877-FW-TOYOTA.
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
You're listening to our running commentary and comedy on the Cowboys game. This is Football Theater 1310, an exclusive creation, or shall we say, funny bit, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket's Football Theater 1310. Giorgio, Dan, Corby, Bob, Rines, Gordo, we're watching the Cowboy games with you, the game with you. There's no score between the Cowboys and the Browns. It's brought to us by Low T Center and by Raising Cane's. And we're all having an awesome time watching the Cowboy game along with you. We are at 10:51 in the first quarter, if you want to sync up.
48, 46.
Generally, if you have the DVR, just pause it for about 14 to 16 seconds, and then you'll be pretty close to where we are.
I thought we were supposed
we'll
to come
be
out of delay.
Screaming along. No, yeah. You can't, really.
Really?
No.
That was a smart play right there. You run an out pattern 1 yard short.
Yeah, you can't come out of delay if Corby's here.
Or if Gordon's here.
Yeah.
<That's> right.
You never know what I'm going to say, man.
All right, Dan, can you name the Browns coach?
Yeah.
Parody man.
Oh, you want me to now?
Yeah.
It was a yes or no question.
All right, who is...
It's Pat
Shermer.
Let
me restate. Who's the Browns coach?
Pat Shermer. Got a bag. Sucks. Worse than Garrett.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be gone.
Who is the Browns offensive line coach?
Yeah, huh? That's up for debate right now. There's a lot of...
Well, there's a punt? A
lot of things going on there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa,
almost a fumble.
Whoa.
Who's the Browns new owner?
Yeah, you know what's up, girl.
A guy who bought him for $1 billion.
That is
I don't
not
know
him.
His name. But
how'd he get his
billion
money?
Dollars.
How'd he get his money?
You know, business.
Okay.
Did some things in
He's
business.
Got it right.
Oh, there's a crowd.
Is this?
Don't quiz me on the Browns. Let's talk about.
You're wearing a shirt. If I was wearing a Cowboy shirt, you could quiz me.
This Ferris.
That means
Bueller
you support the team.
Second movie.
Did you buy me this shirt?
Let me
or
see.
Did you
day
buy
off too?
Yeah.
Or did I buy this?
I think you bought that.
So horny.
You brought me some pixie brown thing once. Or maybe I got it for you. I don't know. I know you're fascinated by the Browns logo.
Yes, the elf.
Of the 1950s. It's like a little pixie guy.
Yes.
Like a little gay.
And that's what I'm wanting you to dress up as.
Manic pixie dream guy.
All right, so if you guys were at home watching the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Has it been a beaten experience this year? Do you just go into it thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a beating? Or is it like awesome because you know there's going to be
drama,
10 or 15 follies that we'll laugh about the next day?
We talked about that a few weeks ago. I think they're the most exciting team in the NFL because every game is full of just crap and craziness, and it's frustrating. But think about it. Every Monday we come in here, and you have so much to pick from.
True. But it's been
like
the same,
though,
for like 16 years.
Are we going to be able to make the season with it that way?
Yeah, they'll go 9-7. It'll be every other week, good, bad, whatever, and it'll be just enough to whet your appetite and get you moving.
I would say that if they were scoring like 30 points a game. The fact is, though, they only score like 19 points a game.
Yeah,
and it
but
just seems like it's such a struggle.
There's coaching decisions. Shut up. There's coaching decisions that are awful.
What's up, Corby?
This is his new thing where he wants to be the guy.
A mid-song narration guy.
Yeah.
You know what's up. Come on, girl. See you up in the club.
He thinks that guy has the easiest job in music.
He does. Whoever that guy is who comes in the middle of
songs. The rap song narrator.
That women sing beautifully, and then he comes in the middle of the song, and he just...
Yeah.
Just raps a couple verses, and that's it, huh?
Mid-song narration guy.
And maybe starts the song out with a, hey, y'all, what's up?
Yo, in the hell.
Yeah, let's throw it. It's about time for a penalty. They haven't had a penalty
yet. Oh, we got Ed Hockley today, huh?
Yeah, he's flexing.
All right, howdy, out here. It's first down.
Okay, now that's Ross Perot.
Can I call a holding call? Can I call one?
The bitch is going to put the pants on my face.
Yeah, that's a slight hold there, Mr. Bernardo.
That's Dockery.
Where did he go to college?
Texas.
Did he go to Texas?
Richland.
He's a Texas Longhorn.
Richland is wrong.
Everybody I know went to Richland.
I know. You hung out with a bad crowd.
I know it.
We're such
conference seems like everybody had to swim through there, though.
Did you ever swim through there, Mike?
No, I didn't. That was one of the few Dallas County community colleges that I missed.
I made the tour of all the community colleges.
How many people that you hung out with in high school that eventually went to Richland or wherever smoked cigarettes in high school and their freshman year in college?
That's coming to town on Thursday. RG3, baby. He's dedicating it to the Bay of Vance. Big winners last night.
Because you smoked, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. In collage,
would
yes,
you say
I
it
did.
Was 75%?
But I didn't smoke in, like, high school. None of my friends really smoked in high school.
Did you smoke?
But when I went to Richland, you could still smoke in the cafeteria and stuff. Like, and it was just...
With cigarettes?
Yes. And you would skip class and just go debate socialism or communism and have those tiresome college arguments in the cafeteria.
Those arguments were meaningful.
Well, they seemed like they were at the time.
By the way, did you, in your parade through the Dallas County community system, did you talk to people ever? Or was it in school, out of school, gone?
9-18.
Like, did you...
Did I hang out?
Yeah.
Which is occasional sync up.
Did you go to the quad?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I went to the quad.
I love the out-of-bounds play, by the way. The Cowboys run that.
Did you use your balls a lot in college?
Oh, not as much as I do now.
Wow. Would you say this is the most successful time of your life as far as ball usage?
I just think my balls have improved quite a bit.
What happened on third down?
They were in the out-of-bounds play. The out-of-bounds play where they throw it like 8 yards out-of-bounds?
That's my new band, Mike Reiner's ball usage.
That's great.
Here comes their best player.
I'll sue you for that.
I dare you.
This is maybe the most fascinating Cowboy game
I'll let you use
ever.
That only if you call it Mike Reiner's ball improvement.
Oh, trouble!
That's a late hit.
Oh, gosh. I'll spell Mike with a Y.
So the Browns are bad, right? And the Cowboys should have no problem
get
today, right?
Get out of lawsuits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just be patient.
I'm just wondering. All right, this is Football Theater 1310. It's Giorgio Rhines, Dan,
all right.
Corby, and Gordo.
Rhett Miller just texted me a picture of him at the Cowboy game.
Oh.
Oh, wait. He tweeted it. I thought he texted me.
Would you take right now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan? This is my question of the day. Are you a Cowboy fan?
Yes, still a Cowboy fan.
Would you take,
want them to win?
Oh,
yeah.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Here's Corbin going back to his Chris Arnold
roots.
Would
you take a 3-0 win right now?
Yeah, it's a win. Get back to 500.
Oh my God, that
technically
means,
still in the.
That means we have to sit in here for a 3-0 game.
Hey, did Fox,
we picked this
we'll
game
have to
for
do
a
it
reason.
For a couple days.
We
though.
Knew this game was going to be the game to do. We knew it was going to be a bad game.
Did Fox do the Touchdown Brothers?
Are you behind this?
I don't know.
Several people tweeted that they did their own version of the Touchdown Brothers.
Really?
Yeah. That's
maybe we get Tony Ragu in here at some point
that's
today.
With Frank Caliendo?
So you stole that from Fox?
No, number one, Frank Caliendo is not on Fox anymore, and he just said that Fox stole it from us.
Where is he?
Well, I don't know if they stole it from us. They're the bigger entity, so it'll be scored as
where's
us stealing from them.
Where's Caliendo?
I don't know. He's not doing their...
I had no idea.
ESPN.
Now he's doing ESPN.
I've not watched 1 second of Fox pregame programming
this year. You haven't missed much.
Do you mean BSPN? They're so full of it. Like BS.
Yeah, I think
are
it's about
break
a quart
here?
Low. I think it's about a quart low.
No, we're not in break.
Who's hey, that? So if
did you want us to?
Check your air filters out, too.
Gordon, you know English, right? So if I'm going to...
What?
We'll be good. We'll just go at 10.
We're I want to tweet a picture
like
of the Browns mascot, but if I say... It's the Browns mascot.
I thought we had to follow along with this.
You put
I thought
the
this was the whole reason why you wanted us to do this.
No, because sometimes we can talk along to the commercials.
No. You can do an additional S. Strunk and White will tell you to put apostrophe S, even if it
the
ends
Browns'
in S.
The Browns' mascot?
Yeah. That's Strunk and
really
White, though.
Weird.
What do they know?
So Browns with an apostrophe.
Just put
mascot.
An apostrophe and you'll be fine.
I just don't want to look.
Don't do the additional S.
I know Twitter
Strunk
is...
Strunk and White wrote that before there was a 140-character limit.
Put a little Hitler mustache on there.
Nothing like field position.
On the Browns'
running.
Mascot?
No. I'm afraid this is going to be like the Seattle game.
Has Hitler been mentioned every segment thus far?
No, the Cowboys.
Yeah, he needs to be stopped.
Stop.
Bring more
Cowboys
to the party than that.
Thing.
You were screaming it.
That man should be in the Hall
not.
Of Fame, by the way.
Hitler's jawbone.
Don't you agree, Rhines?
Who?
Chuck Howley?
You can make a pretty good case for it.
He was a great linebacker.
Oh, there he is,
team.
Dan. Look, Dan, there he is.
Jimmy Haslam.
He's a great owner.
Is he an Iranian?
$1 billion.
Or a Persian?
I mean, they're the same, aren't they?
I think he's a prince.
He looked regular.
Or an Arabian?
He's an Arabian Scud missile.
I don't think so.
Hang on, guys. Sean Marion wants to say, I hope everyone's having a great Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Who cares?
No score, Cowboys and Browns. This is football
theater
13-10.
He's got a stick up his ass.
Is that it?
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so we're in break now?
Hold on.
No, we're not.
Oh. P1 Josh also tweeted that he's listening.
Great.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
So Rob Riggle was the one that ripped off the Touchdown Brothers this morning. And already Troy Aikman's being accused of giving away our trade secrets. To the
they called themselves the Touchdown Brothers, or just guys who sounded like
this is on CBS though,
right?
So why would Troy Aikman be giving it to
who's
competing?
Oh boy,
that's right.
Well, the bit still could have run on Fox. We're just watching CBS now.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you think Mike and Greg Pruitt, if they did a radio show,
they would end up hating each other?
They would stay together? Or, yeah.
Things end.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is Mike Pruitt.
And me, Greg Pruitt.
Can any Mike and Greg survive?
No. No. Unfortunately.
I mean, I want them to, but they just don't.
Yeah. You tell them.
I bet this
Greg.
Is going to be a running play.
Is this mid-song narration?
Is there
guy?
Any chance Greg Pruitt sounds like that?
Yeah?
Like Grego.
Okay, Grego, here, hard lie.
Okay, when the Cowboys do get the ball back, if...
How awesome would that be? On our phone now is Greg Pruitt. How you doing?
Oh, boy. Good to be on.
Was he a Sooner?
The game's we're going fine. On. We can't take a break fine. When the game's Joe, going on. Fine. The hell?
Greatest Sooner running back ever?
Let's take a break.
Greg Pruitt?
Top five,
top
I would
five.
Say. Yep.
In
break,
order.
Break whenever you can. Billy Sims, Adrian Peterson.
Ooh, look at that. That's pretty downhill, George.
It's very
Steve
downhill.
Owens, Joe Washington, Greg Pruitt.
Downhill.
Huh?
You like downhill?
I like downhill running. Are the Falcons going to get beat again today?
Looks that way.
No.
Looks
no,
that
not.
Way.
They're not.
10-0.
Boy, the hyphen gets a goal line carry.
The hyphen?
No.
Think that crowd's real into it out there right now?
No.
Hyman Roth.
I can tell you people are standing up out there trying to support the defense. The security is telling them to sit down because that place sucks.
Do you think it's so loud in there that the Browns can't hear
Browns
their signals?
Are gonna
Browns
are going to score.
See, second and two here, if I'm the Browns,
boy,
I go deep.
Look at them acting like they did something.
Yeah.
Although that was deep? Crawford. Good play for him.
Yeah. I like Tyrone Crawford.
Trent Richardson's a badass. Too bad he's stuck there. Ooh, look at the Rams all over the Jets. Playoffs!
Stop singing it.
What's Tebow so far?
What that?
Right, here we go, George.
Hey, I'm Tim.
Third down in the red zone. They're the worst in the league at this, George.
This is what we like to call a four-point play here, Rhines.
Boy, this is big. Statue of Liberty.
And the fullback dive.
He got it.
Ah, yes.
Ooh, that's going to be close.
Just a bit short.
Could be close enough for measurement.
Uh-oh. That
just a tad short. Here's the first big play.
Would you drop kick? I was thinking on the sidelines.
Would you fake punt?
He looks miserable.
Quick kick.
Run the fake punt here. I think from the 10.
What if they...
Why not? You're going to get fired anyway?
Angle a punt and get it right out of the 2.
What if they punted, and they tried to kick it in a sweep, like in the end zone?
I would punt here.
Maybe this would be a good time to try.
I'd say first down.
First down! What a douche!
This is
he double. He. Why would you pump fake on a first down call?
Obviously, I've got spit here.
That's a nice hat, Dan. You should get that Browns hat.
Reverse.
Triple reverse punt.
Reverse.
Punt on first down. Okay, utilize the element of surprise.
Oh, look. Everyone in the end zone is sitting down quiet, you losers.
All right, seriously.
How full is that place?
What would you give me odds on them punting on first down here, first and goal? First and goal from
10 zillion to 1.
Uh-oh.
That's Red Right 88, that play they just ran.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
888 deep down
red,
the middle.
Red right 88.
And if you go sit in one of those, if you go sit in one of those suites, those ground level suites, do you ever go back and sit there?
Let's run red right 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 right. Raggy.
Imagine if Scooby Doo had to call your plays in the huddle. How confused everyone would be.
All right, Scooby, what's the call here?
We can't understand him half the time.
Right 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 righty right. Red right real right.
Corby, do you like that Brandon Weed's last name has weed in it?
Yeah.
Come on, Scoob. I think we need to run it. Like, let's run the ball, Scoob. Okay.
Would you feel comfortable with Shaggy as your quarterback?
Like, zoinks.
Ryan, here comes another four-point play here.
Yes, another red zone third down.
Brandon Weeden interception. Geez. That's a weird-looking football.
How does Shaggy stay so slim with all the food that he eats?
Mammoth sandwiches.
Purge.
Quadruple decker.
Is that place full today?
Yeah.
Which junior colleges did you go to, Mike? El Centro?
Mm-hmm.
Brookhaven?
Biggest play of the game right here.
Mountain View
East. Dancing the Browns fight song.
Wow, they gave Ozzie Newsome's number away? Who knew that?
There's no pride left in that organization.
Look at that.
Cleveland just scored. People want your commentary.
I have the Browns fight song here.
Let's hear it. Is it kind of... Dan's fumbling through his audio files right now.
Watch Anthony Spencer.
Audio
don't say anything bad about Anthony Spencer. Bob will call and say that you don't know anything about football.
I'll play Robot Santa every time someone scores.
Okay.
First pass TD since week 7.
Jeez.
Well, at least the offense is playing well, right?
Yeah, they've been able to punt the ball really well to start this game.
Hey, does y'all's phone look better than this?
So horny.
What?
What do you mean?
Yes.
Good Lord.
What'd you do?
You're hard on phones.
What?
Just smashed it. Just down when
Weeden. Did you just whip it?
When Weeden threw that TD, I couldn't take
it. What are they reviewing?
Let me see your phone.
This is not close, is it?
Whoa! God!
Did you leave it on top of the car?
Looks like it's got a bullet hole in it.
And maybe it does.
Oh, that's what they're reviewing.
Did he
make
drop
a call,
it?
Rhines? I don't know. Let's watch this again. Watch.
Wait a second.
Shh, we're in review. Hang on.
Right, ride it. And then I got my
Whoa!
And then I robbed it.
He got it.
Oh, I don't know. What about that dumb cameraman who's in the way?
It was ruled a touchdown.
Is there enough to overturn?
Not enough to overturn. That's going to be the
call. I don't know about that. We need the reverse angles. I think this thing right
there. He's fine.
Hit the ground.
No.
You can't tell that.
I can.
I think the other angle showed it, the butt cam.
No, but the photographer's head was in the way.
I think they're going to review this, and...
Hey, we got Troy with us.
Is that right, George?
No, he didn't catch that. No, it's fifth down.
See, this is the angle. Watch.
Catch. Hit.
Never had control.
Had control.
That's a touchdown.
After further review, the play is an incompletion.
Well, that surprises me, Joe.
No, really?
Well, who's that?
Joe!
I think this is going to stand.
It is. It's going to stand.
What's Garrett thinking right now?
It's going to stand. That play is going to stand in all three phases.
One individual play
that stands, and it stands because it's a play.
It stands. It's a football play. A football play that we
play. Give me my phone back.
Are you ready to admit
it? It looks like my tent in the
air. Stand that stands.
Plow through Corby's text messages for some fun.
Are you willing to admit that Lance Dunbar has not had the game you thought he would?
Not yet, but he's going to break a big one.
I want to stage a dramatic reading of Corby's text messages.
Uh-oh. What are they saying?
Touchdown.
Gordon was right. Gordon was right. This is Football Theater 1310. It's the Browns 7. The Cowboys nothing. It's 12:32 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah.
Now that Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket lives in our new sports house at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, you should listen longer because you never know who's going to stop by for a visit.
Richard Lewis.
Hey,
can't believe we got Richard Lewis in the studio.
From Highland Park and of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw.
At Belfort in studio, boys and girls.
This is Hulk Hogan with us here in studio.
It's got to be the man himself, Tattoo.
Big name guest pulling up a mic at the best address in town. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late night low battery chirp. End the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidda worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidda's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary...
Stuffy and uptight is no way to celebrate the season. So let PressBox Grill help you turn your holiday party into an actual party. Have fun and unwind with burgers, wings, and more. Raise a toast with PressBox Grill's outstanding selection of beer. Then cheer on your favorite team because there are TVs everywhere. Ask for the P1 special when you book your party and take 10% off your total bill at PressBox Grill in downtown Dallas on the corner of Elm and Irving, in Grapevine just east of Main on Northwest Highway and Dooley, and online at PressBoxGrill.com.
Hello, car fans. It's the Musers here with some exciting news from our friends at D&M Leasing. Just in time for the holidays, D&M Leasing is offering no payments for 60 days on all qualifying EZ leases.
Remember, with the EZ lease from D&M Leasing, you get the lowest rates offered by any consumer leasing company. Also, with the EZ lease, there are no early termination fees or penalties if you decide to opt out of your lease.
EZ leases can be written on new or pre-owned vehicles, making it easier to find a vehicle to fit your budget. Don't put off getting your new vehicle. Get it today and make no payments until 2013.
It's as easy as picking up the phone and dialing your local area code and then 35 lease. That's 35 LEASE, or visit them online, dmautoleasing.com. Tell them D&M sent you to D&M Leasing. The call is free. Not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy.
There's no doubt about it. Thanksgiving is the most delicious day of the year, and Brookshire's has the real big deal to make sure it's the best Thanksgiving ever for you and your family. Use your thank you card when you buy a Butterball turkey, any variety, fresh, frozen, or smoked, and get over $14 in free groceries, plus 100 extra your points. limit one real big deal per transaction. And in case you need to grab anything on Thanksgiving Day, Brookshire's is staying open till 2 p.m. At Brookshire's, you shop, you save with your points.
There's a time and a place for everything.
As you'll see, projections for the next quarter are...
He shoots, he scores! 2 points for team middle management.
The office is not one of them.
Jack, can I see you in my office?
No pouting, it's your ball, let's see what you got.
But Whirly Ball is.
For corporate events, team building, and private parties, Whirly Ball in Hearst and Plano is electric fun. Test your skills on the arcade games, zip around in your Whirly Bug for a Whirly Ball competition, or play the most affordable laser tag in the city. Learn more at whirlyball.info.
Why is he even involved in this? He's producing Mike Malone.
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you hate Joe?
He's really down on
because
Joe.
Because he comes in here, he starts talking about you need a break and stuff.
But we do. We have to stay on schedule.
Gotta run.
Let's get a fly again there.
So the snake is here.
I swear these guys do more harm to themselves trying to slide than they would if they just...
Gordon, there's been some serious injuries.
Without Gordon, we wouldn't have a 40-second delay.
So Reggie Rucker?
That's not true.
Still plays for the Browns? Delay.
No, we're never going to...
We got a hold on the defense! That's an automatic first down!
Mike Reimer. George.
And then we got a...
International Chirp Chirp Dunham.
Wouldn't it be better if we just brought the sound up on the game and we all left?
I want to sleep.
Okay.
And we could all...
Sweet sleep.
I think there's broadcast rights with that, that we can't do that.
Did you have alcohol last night?
I'm waiting for my Brown songs to load into my iPod.
That's a tough one.
Pal. Yeah, I want to hear those Brown songs.
I'm hurting today.
Don't mark that.
So we'll be doing that soon.
Throw it!
Uh-oh.
Throw it!
It's going to work by Doug Free.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Oh, man.
La, 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 la.
God. Oh, and of course it's incomplete.
Okay. That's the funniest play yet there. That's
George,
the funniest play we've
George
seen.
George has predicted a huge game Rumble for Lance scramble. Dunbar.
Why didn't you warn? Right.
I just said he's going to give him a big play.
All right, we need to sync up here, Giorgio. Tell him.
Okay,
where we
holding.
Are
I thought it's gay to sync up.
No, not really.
Is that okay?
That's on John Hanna, too.
Docking and snoodling is
James
gay.
Hanna.
James Hanna.
Is it
he
okay
had Witten open.
It?
I thought he was always looking at
if
Witten.
John Hanna was on this team, we'd have a big story.
Is he dead?
Also, this just
is there any chance that
he died of roids?
49 left.
That Romo buys his offensive line at Rolexes for Christmas.
We see how Doug Free just got mauled on that play.
Boy.
No. Wakahana!
Down he goes!
Nini Nanana.
We've told you that Rhett Miller is at the game.
That is Craig Robertson out of North Texas.
Brandon,
man, there's a lot of North Texas players
flag.
In the league.
P1 Brandon just told us that Bree Olsen.
And they're on their way to their
game,
eighth losing season in a row.
Penalty on them!
Isn't that Charlie Sheen's whore?
That is Charlie Sheen's former girlfriend.
Wait, who died?
Sorry.
She's a porn star, though, yeah.
She's just at the Cowboy game with Rhett Miller.
Bree Olsen. Well, no, she's at the game.
Oh,
well,
I misheard you. Well, they're both at the game.
They are both
just
at the
not
game.
Together.
Among
they're
celebrities.
They're there together, right?
Rhett's at the Cowboy game with a porn star?
No.
Yes, he is.
Shut up. Don't say that because Rhett's at the game with his wife. I know that for a fact.
His wife's a porn star?
No.
Gosh, stop it.
I'm friends with him. I can make jokes.
I'm telling you, it's going to get...
When did he marry Bree Olsen?
You don't want to tangle with her.
Oh, no. What are you saying?
Whoa, yeah.
She pulled a gun on me last night.
So if anybody can confirm or deny that Bree Olsen is at the game with Rhett Miller.
No. Stop it.
Well, if you can deny it, deny it.
I deny it.
We're taking your phone calls.
Wow, Jacksonville?
888-787-3333.
Yeah, man, my defense gave it a touchdown to Jacksonville.
Oh, hey, Wade.
Hey, Wade, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Jerry. How you doing?
All right, you got Wade and Jerry doing Cowboy Theater 1310. This is what it sounds like when I'm down there.
All right. Stop it.
Gross.
Kids listening.
There goes
Dunbar. Here we go.
Oh,
George.
Oh, you're right. He did make a big play.
You said he'd have a run
block for him, maybe.
You said he'd had a run for 20 yards. You just didn't specify which direction from the line of scrimmage.
Maybe don't let the dog eat the napkin. Look at that. I mean, maybe block somebody, Tyron Smith. Jeez.
Look at that. He's got stuff on his mind. Cut him some slack.
George will be growing a Hitler mustache.
I didn't make a
December.
Bet with you. Your bets are stupid.
You said you'd
December.
Go full Hitler.
You said all
I
December.
I did not. I said I will not make a bet with you.
You said you'll put it on your Christmas card picture.
No, I won't. You need to get over
Do you send
Hitler.
Out a picture of you for your Christmas card?
He only lost 3 yards. Here we go. The out of bounds play again. Yeah.
It worked.
I love it when they run the out of bounds play.
Did they effing practice this week?
All right. At this pace.
Yeah, we practiced in all three phases. All three phases.
That's part of their offensive game plan.
All three
is the out-of-bounds
take
play.
Practice, right?
That's at
right.
this pace, I just
take
did the
practice,
math.
Not only practice.
The Cowboys
football
would
practice.
Lose this game 28-0.
No.
Are you sure?
And why do you practice?
What
do you
get ready for? Lance Dunbar like 28 will have point? Negative 40 yards rushing.
Get better in all three
are
phases.
Are we going to fight?
Get better in all three phases. All three phases. Get better.
I'll concede right away, George. You win.
Okay. Good snap.
Mormon.
Good snap.
Hans Moleman. That's a great punt. See how he went out of bounds?
Great.
That's not
yeah.
done.
That's their
enough.
Other out of bounds play.
Horst Moleman.
Okay, we've been on the air for like an hour. Where are the other people?
I don't know. Where's Junior?
Why are you being so abrasive and over the top?
Are you following the schedule, Corby?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah,
the schedule has
off.
Us here, and we will be done at 1, approximately. Yeah.
Just you know what? Just come on right? in when you're ready. Why do we have to follow? Why do we have to adhere to the man?
Well, we some of us have to abdicate our chairs.
And it says here at 1 o'clock, Corby will be gone.
Okay. Hey, wait! Have you guys ever seen the Discount Double Check commercial? I think it's the first day it's run. Have you seen it?
It's so funny at
and
the end.
And go, hey, Rogers.
Well, see how that kid has a piece of cheese on his head.
All right, who else is supposed to be here at 1?
At 1 o'clock.
Got a pair of fake Wades here.
You know what? It's not...
Man.
Here's what our schedule has. Our schedule has us off. No one's here from 1 to 1:30.
Ooh.
Take a look at the schedule.
That's an interesting tactic they have.
Read that schedule, Mike,
Joe,
and tell me
today?
That there's anyone scheduled for 1 o'clock.
We have breaking guest news right now, gentlemen.
What?
Mark Cuban joins us in studio.
Oh. Whoa, let's open the door for him.
Hold on.
You're a jerk.
Can he get the treadmill in here?
I don't see Cuban.
You're a jerk.
Hey. Oh, hang on, Jeff.
Wow, this is like a trippy
commercial.
Are you so busy
that you can't just take 5 minutes off of the exercise bike?
Come on, George.
What?
Oh,
I think we're supposed to play all the commercials that we have lined up
Mark,
at the same from 1 to 1:30.
Do you notice that, though?
Yeah.
The schedule has nobody listed for 1 o'clock.
Mark, right. Why are you wearing a Richard Simmons outfit
it will be
when
just
you're on
Corby.
The treadmill?
Boy,
from
this
one
is one of the biggest administrative screw-ups ever around here.
Ever?
Ever.
Why? Why do you say that?
Please help.
Because you're people. A Spurs fan.
What about being uncoded? Does that rank up there?
That's engineering. I'm talking administrative.
Things are looking up
no.
along those lines.
This is a Rich Phillips problem
along those
right
lines.
Here.
Fantasy oh update? God. Fantasy update?
Yeah, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
Tim Tebow, 1 carry, 1 yard.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's better than the Cowboys today. Do they
have? That's a shot. That's a shot.
Take that.
Take that, Cowboys.
Oh, my Viagra's kicking in.
So what you wanted to do, Tony, is throw it out of bounds, and then we'll punt.
Okay. I took a Viagra for this.
Hey, is out of bounds an interception?
That's a waste of a Viagra.
Huh? No.
Is
not.
Out of bounds an interception? There you go.
No.
Sometimes you just got to take
it. Here comes the running back from Alabama. It's going to be a long
takes
day.
Viagra for Sunday school.
So
weird.
Oh, wait.
Don't give up,
you
Jordan.
You
want to
hear any Browns songs?
I'm not giving up.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
I think
I do.
I like that.
Let's honor
Mike Corby standing up and reading from Hebrews while...
I know it's cool, but...
The Lord saith.
Well, hey, Big Dick.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, gosh. He didn't get hit in the head with angle iron.
Look out, look out, look out. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Nelly.
Oh, my God.
Rob Ryan, overrated or not? I say overrated.
11 seconds left in the first if you want to sync up.
All style, very little substance. Yeah, show him on the sideline. Yeah,
uh-huh.
He's great.
Yeah, Rob, look down at that sheet.
He's walking furiously and yelling and
you talk
cursing.
About con men. How come you're not onto him, Ryan? Don't you think Rob Ryan's a con man?
Oh, totally.
I pray to thee, great Satan.
Hey, Joe, I play a song now, or are we going to be going to break?
Let me have sex.
You got the Brown song?
Every day for the rest of my life.
Oh, no,
I've got to.
Because I need it.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should go to bake.
I just asked Joe. He said no bake.
Okay, stay here.
I will recruit for you, great Satan.
All right, stop with that bit.
Former ticket host. That
each and every day, if you allow me.
Dan's going to play a song.
George, why don't you
sometimes
do some of the research like we did?
Hoop up on a tree.
Yeah. You ever seen a knot in a tree?
Ooh.
This song is honoring a former Dallas Cowboy as well, I believe.
Okay.
Let's see if I got it here.
What's the name of it?
And that quarterback, number 19.
Very
Bernie Kosar?
Oh, my God.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt I sat in a car full of guys singing this song.
Oh, baby, super.
Who did it?
Find
wacky
those guys and talk to them.
FM DJ did this song?
I don't know. Some talent.
What's better, this song or the Romo song?
I think I would wait with my tape recorder, hoping they would play this.
The Browns have this song. We have the Romo song. I think I'll take the Romo song.
We have the Romo song?
Romo, Romo, Romo.
God, this, could you roll off the high end on this a little bit, Dan? It's just it's too bright.
What does this tweet mean? What? No gas drilling talk from the worst talk show host on the ticket? What does that mean?
Whoa.
Must be a shot at me.
At you?
Because I am the worst talk show host, and
no.
I've occasionally talked about it.
Oh, is that the dog pound? Is that what they're getting in there?
I believe they're barking there, yeah.
Get that ball out! Rip that ball out, Charles Haley!
Charles Haley?
Number 94!
Who are the guys you would listen to this
90s
with?
Cowboys fan.
Say what?
Who are the guys you would listen to this with?
You know.
Okay, we've got to get rid of this song.
Probably Mark.
Okay, that's good, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Sure, so it's almost over.
I didn't read much going into this game, but the Cowboys have like 33 yards of offense. Is this Browns defense regarded as the best since the Bears in 85?
No.
No?
No.
It's interesting.
No. They're scrappy, though. They are scrappy. I give the Browns that.
It's very interesting.
Where's our crowd noise?
I turned it down because I think you won't.
Hang on, Joe.
Do we need crowd noise?
Is that Joe Lynch?
You know, what's wrong with a little silence in this world, George? You got to have two TVs on at all time in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just not sit and think?
They're
always Trent Richardson dominating.
Noise.
Hey, by the way, Corby, did you hear Kenneth Hall's record got broken over the weekend?
No.
Yeah.
Who?
A running back in Florida
named Derrick
surpasses 11,000-yard record.
How?
Guess what? He's going to Alabama. He's like 6'3", 230, runs a 4-flat.
He's probably that big in 8th grade.
Problem.
He's probably 33.
He's got He's got braids and tattoos and smokes pot, too.
Hey, you don't know that he's an 18-year-old kid. It's back off on that.
What's your name is Gordon, too.
What's Cleveland's record?
He went to Baylor. Are
they a bad team or something?
Yeah, they're awful. Oh.
They're 2-6.
Cowboys
going to
get beat by a guy named Gordon.
What are they? 2-7.
Browns.
They suck. Bill and Danny's here. Go.
It's not Danny. It's just the
guy
who dismisses.
Danny and Danny.
He's stupid.
No, it's
Corby,
guy who dismisses the world.
You're stupid, Corby.
I'm stupid?
Yeah, stupid. Go away.
Scanner should be
away?
Cut right now.
Away, I work with you every day.
Oh, look at them.
It's stupid, though.
So full of suck and go away.
At least Bruce Carter wants to play.
What's your favorite thing in life, Danny's?
It's not Danny's.
Nothing.
Name's Charlie.
Towns. Nothing's good.
Oh, you like Towns Van Zandt? That's it?
Well, sometimes he sucks, dude.
Yeah. We're checking the Twitter feed right now. Robbie says, go Cowboys.
Before he does,
okay.
He sucked.
What if this is 14-0? Could the Cowboys come back from that?
No.
Y'all, there's no way to come back from that.
What about heaven? Are you guys here, into heaven? Done. You guys like heaven and Jesus?
Mm-hmm. No. Stupid. Read that Bible. It's dumb.
Mama made me read the Bible.
I had a bit idea for that character to be at the Sermon on the Mount.
Dismiss everything.
Just stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
How do you know they got property rights? God, you're dumb. The speech sucks.
Oh, look, there's two Cowboys.
Wow, real cowboys, too.
Gay cowboy hats. That place sucks!
Hey, how about those guys wearing a cow this morning?
Hey, they were at Texas Stadium, too, those cowboy cheerleaders.
Corby, check out cowboys.com. Seriously, pull it up right there.
Guys, wide open.
God!
Terrible.
Manny missed that.
Cowboys.com.
Is that Webster Slaughter?
Check
That's
it out.
That's a gay thing, right?
Oh, like... Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. I'll pretend.
Okay.
I don't know, too.
He's Cowboys.com. How can he miss
him? Balls on chin.
Probably should have caught it.
Wow. Yeah.
Stupid.
The ball was over
tough
his head.
But makeable.
Is that Terrence Copper?
You know, he's usually sure-handed.
No. Yeah, it's Terrence Copper. Cooper.
No, it was Copper.
Noonan! Noonie Noot!
This will make this a two-score game.
Noopily Noobity!
Look at that.
Could make it a two-score
game.
There's no coming back from that.
That's successful.
10-0. Philip Dawson, he's like 50 years old.
All right.
Knocked it out of the Lake Highlands.
I'm done. Let's go to Bake. Let's go to Bake.
I got back.
The ticket. When you hear...
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue has been terrifying vegetarians since 1989.
But they can make your holiday so yummy. Feed the family with a whole smoked turkey or whole smoked turkey breast for just $49, or natural smoked ham for $39.
You'll also get a free bottle of original or sissy barbecue sauce. But Thanksgiving orders must be made by November 19th.
And register to win a free smoker at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Frisco, Arlington, Allen, and Denton.
Visit Rudy's.com to find the location nearest you.
Balls and tees, drivers, bags and shoes, hybrids, putters and iron sets, they're all wrapped up for you. Edwin Watts has all the gifts you need. Service, selection and awesome deals make a holiday shopping a breeze. Hey!
Make your favorite golfer's holiday a hole-in-one at the Edwin Watts Golf Shops in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Enjoy incredible service and great deals on equipment.
A health moment brought to you by George DiGiani.
Hi, this is George DiGiani. I wanted to introduce you to GenoStim GS6. I've been taking GenoStim for over a year and experienced truly amazing results beyond other supplements. GenoStim's 100% natural formula is the breakthrough we've all been waiting for. It's a life changer with over 20 naturally occurring growth factors that turn on your body's fountain of youth. Take GenoStim and you should experience a loss in body fat, increased strength and energy, better sleep and sexual potency and frequency. Athletes, weekend warriors, and just the regular guy can change their game with the exclusive rejuvenation formula of GenoStim. Open the door to amazing health, and you can get the recovery you thought you lost to natural aging with GenoStim GS6. I believe in it so much, I've got my parents taking it. Try it and find out just how good your body can feel. Get started today at GenoStim.com. There's a 100% money-back guarantee, which means you have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Order today, GenoStim.com. That's GenoStim.
First and Smiles is your first choice for all your dental needs. They've helped guys like you for 24 years, and right now they're offering you, the P1, a free Sonicare toothbrush for new patients. They'll accept almost every insurance plan and can take care of any emergency on the same day. They offer both flexible financing options and scheduling on nights and weekends. First and Smiles offers the latest technologies in preventive, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry. Call First and Smiles today, 972-2-DENTAL, and meet SMU's official team dentist, Dr. Rick Barfield, or online at p1dentist.com.
Hey now, Bob and Dan here for Drivers Select and DriversSelect.com. I don't know if you're keeping track of this sort of thing, but a new car, it is so expensive these days. The average price is now over 30 grand. That's just the average. Now, why not let somebody else take that big hit? When you buy a late model used car, now you're saving big time, and you're not worried about that value drop off when someone leaves the showroom floor. You get more car for your dollar, Dan.
You could save $10,000 with just 1 year of depreciation. That's what I did. I bought a car at DriverSelect.com, got a Pathfinder. Love it, love it, love it. Plus, I love the whole process of not driving dealership to dealership. No haggling on the price. No haggling on the price of your trade-in either. It's all right there. It's all in front of you. Why don't you not believe me? Go check it out for yourself. Go to DriversSelect.com. See all the pictures of the vehicles. See the hundreds of vehicles. See the thousands you could save at DriversSelect.com.
Hi, this is Greg. While on the 21-day full body cleanse, I ended all cravings for chocolate and candy. I find myself craving fruit, veggies, and lean proteins rather than burgers and fries. For someone who didn't crave healthy food before, this is a big deal. I dropped 15 pounds, and the other day I took my shirt off, and my wife said, "Wow, your stomach is shrinking." As someone who struggled with insomnia, my sleep patterns have improved drastically as well. I'm going to take their advice, and I'm going to stick with the eating and the exercise plan that comes with the program. I really appreciated all the encouragement and the support throughout the 21 days. It showed me they weren't just interested in my money, but actually helping me and my individual needs. Thank you, 21 Day.
Hey, Chris Runyon here with TheCoolerHouse.com. So I've been trying to come up with a catchy jingle to set ourselves apart from the other AC companies in town. And I thought to myself, you know, Our name, acoolerhouse.com, really says it all. Because when people say they want a new AC, what they're really saying is they want a cooler house. And when people think of energy savings, well, they still want a cooler house. You know, really, acoolerhouse.com is the only one-stop shop for energy savings in DFW. We do insulation, radiant barrier, high-tech energy audits. We're fully insured with an A-plus rating, and nobody beats our prices on air conditioning. Maybe we don't need a jingle. Maybe we just need to say acoolerhouse.com over and over. Write this number down, 888-399-COOL. Give us a call. You have nothing to lose and a lot to save by calling acoolerhouse.com. It's 888-399-COOL or acoolerhouse.com.
It's me, Cleveland Browns huge fan, Dan McDowell, along with Gordon Keith. And just joining us now, taking Corby's seat, is Junior Miller.
Is that two penalties on Dallas on that play? Is that right?
Oh, really?
I believe so.
I'm really not paying attention. The Browns are winning 10-0.
I sat down and I looked up and there are two penalties on Dallas.
10-0, Junior.
How about that?
Did you expect this? Go.
In a way. Yeah, in a way. I picked Cleveland to cover the spread. How about that?
If you were hoping that Jason Garrett would not be the head coach next year, do you root against the Cowboys the rest
of
the year?
Wow, look at Romo. He is pissed.
Yeah, he's about to quit the team.
Who was he so pissed at there? Miles?
I think Bree Olson.
Yeah, there's a porn star at the game.
Who's in the crowd?
No, really?
Dan's obsessed with.
Dan?
Yeah.
Come on.
You've seen her videos? Have you emptied yourself to her?
I've seen her with Charlie Sheen.
Hmm.
But never a video of them together.
Have you guys commented on how terrible the body language is for Dallas? How nobody looks like they want to be there? Did that make the rounds in the first part of Football Theater 1310?
We did not discuss that. There's Goldilocks.
Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley. All right, so if you're trying
to
sync with the ticket, the game clock is 10:13, 10:12, 10:11, 10:10. So that's where we are. If you want to try to pause and... All right, Craig just gave up. He lasted all of 3.5 minutes.
Was that you, Craig?
Jeez.
Oh, gosh.
So this is what it's like if you were over struggling. Craig's house watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dog?
Craig yells at... Oh, geez.
Two dogs.
Romo sacked.
Two
Wait,
dogs.
Okay, no.
Big dogs,
They
right?
are getting their asses kicked.
Well, clarify this for me. Everyone said Cleveland was a horrible team.
They are.
Okay, what's happening here?
They're
I'm
playing
watching
the
this game. They're playing another horrible team.
Ah, that's the thing.
Right.
This is the old both wide receivers run to the exact same area play.
Oh, poor Romo.
It's been a great day for the offensive line.
Mm. I'm going to make a note to talk about that tomorrow.
What?
The offensive line being bad.
Is this bad? So bad.
Is that's four possessions, four punts for Dallas? That's top-notch football.
They take a while to get going, though.
By the way,
traditionally,
doesn't there seem like there should be a more slightly more high-tech method than just throwing your cap as the official?
To where it goes out of bounds.
Why don't they have like a black bean bag or something that, you know, has weight to it and can be a little bit more accurate and all that stuff?
I think they do have a bean bag.
Well, why do they use the cap?
I think the cap is specifically for certain sideline markers. They used to have a bean bag, and I think they still do, to throw like for fumbles or punts on change of possession, that kind of thing.
So what's the hat for?
I think the hat is specifically for sideline marking. Like if a player goes out of bounds, they'll throw the hat.
But yeah,
like
Gordon says, try to accurately throw a hat.
Yes.
A certain distance.
It's hard to accurately throw a
so
hat.
So what you're saying is there should be something more modern where it's like a
blue bean bag or some other color.
Something that you
dart,
throw
like a lawn dart.
Yeah. Yeah, or something you throw to the spot and a yellow laser shoots up from the spot.
Well, that's a little bit
Shoot
too much high
gun.
Tech stuff there, but
and potentially takes alien spaceships out of the sky.
Well, now you've just gone way too far.
It's a yardage marker and
slash alien killer
slash missile defense system type thing.
Joining us now, George Jub Dunham.
Did y'all notice who's playing left tackle now?
Horny man.
Who?
Jeremy Parnell.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Hey, did y'all notice that he's in for Tyron Smith?
No, really?
It's yeah. Me.
What happened? Don't we know?
That was the last sack. I don't know what's wrong with Smith, but that's Jeremy Parnell.
There
he was one of the
O's.
Hey, we were laughing at Smith had a play where he just fell on his face. Did you guys see his face plant?
No.
Mm-mm. And then Donovan and I were out in the bullpen area cracking up that play where, as Donovan said, it looked like Doug Free was on roller skates being pushed back towards Romo. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Great start for the offensive line. We're told an ankle injury for Tyron Smith. How did it sound, Gordo?
What's that?
Yeah.
The delivery from Joe Lecce?
Got an ankle injury.
I've made it like anemic or something.
Got an ankle injury. Need to go to break. Just have fun.
That's it. I'm done.
You done with this team? Okay, how many people in the Metroplex check out on the Cowboys if they lose today?
Oh, my.
Well, they'll get you back on Thanksgiving.
Look at that.
Won't they get you back Thanksgiving?
Because it's such a tradition.
Yeah, but they'll win Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because RG3, he's got nothing. He's already got two touchdown passes in like 3 minutes.
Does he? Mm-hmm. Today?
Yeah, they're up 14-3. I think the Eagles are done.
Who does Pat Shurmur look like? Have you done that separated at birth?
Boy, let's take a look at him.
The Swamp Thing?
No.
It's just a guess. It's a placeholder guess.
Carol Burnett?
No.
Another placeholder.
And another first
down. That's the equivalent of us inaccurately throwing our cap down on the field.
Right. Placeholder here, I'll throw the Carol Burnett hat down. And
this is weird. Like, you guys are always on together.
Yeah, and then you're with us.
But in the morning, and now I'm here.
And then, but it's Sunday.
And it's my time slot.
That is weird.
But
noon to 3.
You guys are here.
Noon to 3.
All right, watch this.
I don't think he looks like anyone.
Watch this defensive stand.
Well, all right, we'll stick with Carol Burnett then.
He at least looks like himself.
Yeah, that's someone.
Touché. I can't hang with that.
It feels like I haven't seen Dan in quite a while. Is your hair a lot different than I remembered it?
What do you mean?
Like, shorter?
Totally short.
Shorter and just less of it?
Well, yeah, when it's shorter, there would be less. A lot less. And I'm totally losing my hair on the top of my head, so I'm trying to get ahead of the game.
Have you investigated the Propecia or Rogaine? And
what about a toupee?
Scott's?
Please go with a toupee.
You know, we should bring back a toupee.
Let me ask you this, Dan. If they had, like, which they may already have it, but if they have stuff that's, like, proven, you just grow your hair back.
Like a pill or something?
Would you take it, or is that interfering with God's will?
I'd be happy to interfere with God's will. I'd probably take it, yeah. Don't we all, like...
Yes.
You know, you go on the treadmill.
But we're supposed to make fun of guys that try not to lose their hair, right?
Heart a little better. So is it God's will that we should suffer an early heart attack and not go on a treadmill?
Hey, you're the preacher, I'm the choir on this one.
Yeah, I would probably take it. I tried.
Wow, look how tricky the Cowboys' defense is.
I think that's kind of vain, but...
Wow, they finally brought pressure, and it worked.
Hmm.
How about that?
Okay.
All right, make a note of that.
But there's a flag down on the play.
Un-frickin-believable.
Oh, no.
Rough the passer.
Six,
how many flags is that now? Six or
left
seven?
In a second.
They're on pace for 13 again, aren't they?
6:58 left in the bottom half of the first.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah. Let's just go ahead and hit him in the head. What'd I do now? I hit him in the head?
Let me watch that.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was cool.
I guess I did.
Yeah. What was it?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so he's the Cowboys head coach now?
How many times have we seen Rob Ryan in this game? This is unbelievable.
It's like
more than Garrett.
One. Oh,
I've seen him much more than Garrett.
Gosh, he's so overrated.
And I'll kill anyone who disagrees with me.
Because he has a bit.
What's his bit, though? He doesn't have the long hair anymore. What's his
semi-long,
bit?
And he's just, you know, he's a character, and he's a Ryan, so we all just have to laugh at everything he says, and... He's so clever. And
why are you so against the Ryans?
And he's never done anything.
That's five penalties.
All right, according to Joe.
That's bright.
He wants us to go to bake.
Bright. We need to break right
now. So the Cowboys game went to bake.
I hope I don't offend you.
In the
We go to bake.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
WheelsForWishes.org would love your car donation. WheelsForWishes.org benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Donate your vehicle to WheelsForWishes.org to benefit local children at Make-A-Wish North Texas. Wheels for Wishes accepts all vehicles, running or not.
Hey, Junior Miller here with a question. Are you still suffering from the effects of chronic sinus infections? Many patients who've spent years trying to manage their sinus problems with expensive prescription drugs, unpleasant nasal sprays, or high-maintenance humidifiers are finally enjoying sinus relief thanks to the Balloon Sinuplasty treatment from DFWSinusSelect.com. For some patients, Balloon Sinuplasty performed at DFW Sinus Select is a brief in-office procedure. Recovery is faster and more comfortable than traditional sinus surgery. Patients are ecstatic with the results achieved. This procedure allows them to enjoy clear sinuses after years of struggles with chronic sinus pain and pressure. If you miss family outings because you're feeling under the weather, if you skip workouts because you can't breathe to get through them, if you're tired of sinus problems holding you and your life hostage, call 1-800-700-SINUS. That's 1-800-700-SINUS. Or visit DFWSinusSelect.com. Find an independent physician in your area for your balloon sinuplasty consultation. That's DFWSinusSelect.com.
Friend in the car business, Rigg or Dykes Auto Group.
If you enjoy driving really nice cars, saving money, and doing business with people you can trust, please listen to this important message from former Texas Tech football coach and Texas Sports Hall of Famer, Spike Dykes.
Hi, friends. I'd personally like to invite you to come to Rigg or Dykes Direct Auto, our prime capital auto lease for your next vehicle. We've been helping folks in West Texas buy cars and trucks for years and years, and now we've decided to bring that country hospitality to the big city.
We're located at 16280 Midway Road in Addison, but you can visit us at RiggerDykesAutoGroup.com or call us at 972-931-6900.
Our goal is to make it easy for you to get any car you want and to be your friend in the car business. Just tell them old Spike sent you.
Rigg or Dykes Auto Group.
Hello, car fans. It's the Musers here with some exciting news from our friends at D&M Leasing. Just in time for the holidays, D&M Leasing is offering no payments for 60 days on all qualifying EZ leases.
Remember, with the EZ lease from D&M Leasing, you get the lowest rates offered by any consumer leasing company. Also, with the EZ lease, there are no early termination fees or penalties if you decide to opt out of your lease.
EZ leases can be written on new or pre-owned vehicles, making it easier to find a vehicle to fit your budget. Don't put off getting your new vehicle. Get it today and make no payments until 2013.
It's as easy as picking up the phone and dialing your local area code and then 35 lease. That's 35 LEASE, or visit them online, dmautoleasing.com. Tell them D&M sent you to D&M Leasing. The call is free. Not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy.
It's tough being a guy. Getting older makes it tougher. You've heard about testosterone and the dreaded low T. If you are thinking about testosterone replacement therapy, you need to first consider GenoStim GS6, the 100% natural way to increase your body's own ability to produce testosterone without the risks and side effects. The Ticket's own George DiGiani and his parents.
What about eggs?
Take GenoStim GS6. Visit GenoStim.com and get the same product that George takes to improve body and mind function. A few of the possible benefits of taking GenoStim GS6 include...
What else do we have? Go down the list.
Loss of body fat, increase in lean muscle mass, more energy, better sleep, and improved sexual potency and frequency. Don't wait any longer. Visit GenoStim.com. That's GenoStim.com. And take the first step to being the man you want to be. Get the energy, passion, and excitement for life you remember. GenoStim.com. That's GenoStim.com. 100% money back guarantee to change your life.
Doing play-by-play. Me.
He never misses.
It's me, along with the morning show.
And don't forget me. Wonderful.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell's
Hello,
with us.
George.
What do you think of today's Cowboys game?
You know what? I'm enjoying watching the big men smash into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just pounding each other. Just one man pounding another one.
Dr. Maxwell, did you enjoy it when Dan Dierdorf said that Jason Witten had soft, supple hands?
You know, I've noticed that about him. So supple. So, you know, they're soft, but they're, I bet you they're so strong at the same time.
All right, thank you, Dr. Carl Maxwell.
No, I can hang out.
That's about enough.
Okay, see you.
Oh, my gosh. 13-0.
That door slamming you heard there is him leaving.
So it's a long way from being over.
I have a question.
We're trying to time up where we...
Get the door open and close ready before we're going to
broadcast when they're on commercial.
Yeah, that's my question. Why are we doing that?
Because Joe is producing.
Why don't we take commercials when they take commercials?
We have for the most part.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of...
Why can't we just run a two-minute bake?
Yeah, just a two-minute bake every time they do a two-minute bake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that. We'll try that.
That way we don't miss, like, them driving in the red zone and potentially throwing to the end zone when we're all screaming.
Although, look at this week's CSI.
Never watched one of those. Am I missing something?
Not with Grissom?
None of the CSIs.
Elizabeth Shue. Leaving Las Vegas movie or whatever that was with Nick Cage. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember her scene in the shower, Gordo?
Why do you remember that scene so much?
Because I know you do.
No, don't pin that on me.
National Cowboys.
Did you see that, George? 13-0. Bree Olsen is at the game.
Leaving Las Vegas. Do you ever see Leaving Las Vegas? Nick Cage and
I remember the movie. I don't know if I saw it or not.
Go back and watch the shower scene.
It's very disturbing. The whole movie is disturbing. It's Gordo in 3 years.
I don't like disturbing movies,
dude.
Which is the moment the flying Elvis is
like cartoon movies.
That's 10,000 miles from Vegas or something.
With the guy from here,
Kevin Costner,
Sarah Jessica Parker,
Burton Gilliam.
Yeah.
This could be that big play I was telling you about.
Oh, the Lance Dunbar big play?
I predict.
Oh, look at that. In fact, he gained more. Getting it to the 20 is better than his average.
That's 20 right there. There it is, the big play.
I predict that Craig will recreate the shower scene from Leaving Las Vegas as early as tonight.
All right, I need to... Let's Google that.
Just be Craig sitting on the floor of the shower crying with a rusty trail heading towards the drain.
All right, what's he saying?
I don't disagree with your prediction. I just disagree with the timeline.
So do you guys usually hang out on the weekend?
I think you do that every night.
You guys usually watch the game together?
Yeah, we watch every... another funny play. Boy, the Cowboys' offensive line is in shambles right now.
How are they back at
the
14 now?
Because Romo got sacked.
Look at him.
He's barking at him.
He is yelling. He is losing his composure.
This is the most upset I've ever seen him.
I just turned around.
Oh, that's a whiff.
Well, now...
You know what he said?
Romo kind of just fell down, too.
He told Dunbar, look, I feel more comfortable starting at the 14.
Right.
Now let's get things
going. So you can take it 86 yards.
Romo just needs to get in the shotgun where he'll at least buy him a quarter of a second.
Hitler.
I think he was there.
Why didn't he just quick kick?
There you go.
Here we go. Got something good to eat?
What?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
That's fighting for yardage there.
I do not want to get hit.
You're 2 yards away from the first down marker.
You know what? We'll probably get that 2 yards. I don't want to get hit.
Boy, look at...
Watch this.
Romo's yelling at people, but look what he's doing. Or is this from...
Look at this. Look at him just getting sacked.
Is everyone not livid at Dez for stepping out of bounds there?
Yes. Yeah.
That makes no sense.
And Dez is a guy who always fights for yardage.
Yes. It's third and one now.
He didn't want to fumble.
He could have picked up a first down.
Dang.
Well, the Cowboys always get it on third down, though, so they're fine.
Idiot. Yeah.
They're fine.
All right, here we go. This is it. Third
quarterback
and one.
Draw.
That could be a key play, Craig.
I'm writing it down.
That you may have forgot about.
Hmm.
Oh, there's Dunbar.
Oh, I got it.
Uh-oh.
Forward progress.
No, he got it. He got it.
Very close. Look at this spot.
Boy,
iffy
that guy's
spot.
Moving.
Yeah, that guy. He was kind of tacking over.
It looked good at the start of that walk-off.
Well, Dez has a reprieve.
They're going to give it to
maybe.
Him,
okay, you got it.
Yeah, they got it.
That's that surge of the offensive line, the patented surge.
What's the play call?
I'm going to call a play that's not going to succeed. It's not going to succeed because it's a bad football play.
Football is hard.
Is Garrett challenging this?
So has everyone in Cleveland hated that Shurmur does both?
Doesn't he's going to challenge.
Yeah, play everyone calling? In Cleveland hates Shermer.
That was a lame toss of a flag.
You know, I always hate that, the way most coaches are so tentative the way they toss that red flag. Remember Wade was notorious for just...
He was a dropper.
Yeah.
He would just kind of drop
it. Like he was going to hurt it if he tossed it too hard.
Would you like to see them snap it? Like long snap it?
That's not going to be overturned.
It's too close.
Yeah.
Shermer is notorious, I think, for challenging...
weird plays?
For like 1 yard or 2 yards that won't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the extreme hot seat there.
Hi, George. Guess who just showed up in the studio?
I don't know about that. No, we don't have time for you, Marge. We're under review right now.
And I'm going to have to stay here for a while because my chair's out of a charge.
Okay. Hey, Kyle, you want to play quarterback?
Yeah, sure.
Football? I don't think they're going to reverse that.
There's Tony Parker.
Man, he's gotten a lot bigger.
In the pant area. Look, here's the Dez thing again, Junior.
Look at that!
Oh my God!
He had it!
I can't believe that.
He puts his head down and he has
so
it.
Wuss.
You know what that is? That's him having no clue where the first down stick is. No clue.
Look, if you're going to start saying Dez has no
clue,
I got it.
I question the prenatal care that his mother provided him.
That's going way back. You're going past coaching and anything like that.
Yeah, I think it's some sort of folic acid deficiency.
You're staying loose, though.
Yeah, that's right. Come on,
loose.
Come on, girl.
Think Dez has a future as mid-song narration guy?
Sure. After they kick him out of football, being a dumbass.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
So we're almost to the half. Romo has 55 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
Felix has 6 carries for 17.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a fantasy team.
Lance Dunbar has negative 50 yards.
He has 1 carry for minus 5.
Perfect.
Witten is the leading receiver, 3 for 23. What a pathetic offensive performance.
So what was the ruling on the challenge?
Against the Browns. See. It's first down, right?
Okay.
Yeah, they're still on the field.
Another great challenge. So he kills that one. Won't have that in his pocket later when they need it. Watch that. That could be a key play, Junior, later in the game.
I think Norm just jotted it down.
I just don't know why I get so sloppy with my consonants and smoke.
Yeah,
we've had penalties.
You're listening to the morning show.
Yeah,
it's not the morning.
It's
the afternoon.
Had an offensive nightmare. No. We have not had the Cowboy turnover yet. Don't you think we're about due for a Cowboy turnover?
Come on, negative guy.
On the morning show, we're at an 11. We turn it up to 11. We're at 3 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saving it?
That's going to be a Cowboy drive.
Is tomorrow going to be great?
Going to be the best. Chips.
Bring it.
We had him.
That was an inaccurate pass.
Now his dad's going to go back and... Oh, it's
flag. Look at that. Flag.
That guy did stuff.
You bet.
That guy was doing things.
You bet.
See that guy? Yeah, him. Uh-huh. That's the guy.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
He pushed his hand on me.
Illegal contact.
Look at this guy. Oh, yeah. I did.
How many girls have charged me with that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
it. What does that mean?
Wait, 18 yards downfield.
Illegal contact. They think he has some super telescopic contact lens in where he can see players' eyes up close and read the routes.
Take that out.
I don't understand. Was that illegal? What, did it happen too far downfield? Is that the idea? Okay.
So it's not pass interference?
5 yards downfield. You can't jack a guy.
So how much is that worth?
Where can you, George?
Is that 5 yards or 10 yards?
I think it's 5 and a first down. Is that
5 and a first
illegal
down.
Illegal contact.
Illegal contact.
10?
Ten and a first down?
I think so.
Skrine?
5 and a first down.
Buster Skrine.
What do you know about him?
Not much. Pump fake?
Seems like he's got a lot of athletic ability.
Look at
another
that.
One another throw. One.
I think they're picking on Skrine.
Yeah.
Poor Skrine. It's like, what?
I think they call him Skrines.
That's right. Mike Skriner.
Skrine is dead.
The same guy with the same penalty. First down.
Yeah,
see,
same
he's
thing.
Doing the same
Keeps
thing.
Hitting downfield. Yep.
Stop hitting him.
Stop this crap.
Let your heart.
Look at how long
Mushmouth
his brown
is joining football theater.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you on there, Mushmouth. Yeah, you upset the Cowboys are down 13-0. Yeah.
You want them to win the football.
I know, but we've seen a lot of this, though, Mushmouth. This is pretty much who they are.
That's five. It's five and a first.
Five and a first? Okay.
Well, that's a great play right there.
They're going to take us
that
to the two.
That is a great play for them today. It's going to take us yards. To the two.
All right. They're thinking about pulling out a little Lance Dunbar here.
They should.
Possibly.
They need something big.
They're going to try to get a playoff.
Possibly have him return a quick kick.
Look at this efficient offense.
Is Garrett managing the clock right now?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's something else.
Now
there you
that,
go.
That
is that Lance Dunbar? Who is that?
Dunbar.
Yep. Is that Lance Dunbar?
Is.
That'd be a
big
first
play.
Down.
Key
first
play.
Down, Lance Dunbar.
And here's a new thing we're going to do. When they go to break...
I got bank.
We go to break.
Now that Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket lives in our new sports house at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, you should listen longer because you never know who's going to stop by for a visit.
Richard Lewis.
Hey,
can't
please.
Believe we got Richard Lewis in the studio.
From Highland Park and of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw.
At Belcourt Studio, boys and girls.
This is Hulk Hogan with us here in studio.
It's got to be the man himself, Tattoo.
Big name guest pulling up a mic at the best address in town. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD2.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. For months now, you've heard me tout the benefits of testosterone pellet therapy through Sotopelli, Texas. There's some extremely exciting news to share. Due to the incredible response of P1s and demand for this highly regarded therapy, Sotopelli, Texas has decided to take the company national and change their name to BioT Medical. It's the same exact testosterone therapy with the same one.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. For years, you've heard me say, call two other companies, get their bid, and then call us. Why? We believe that we're the best value for heating and air conditioning in the entire Metroplex. And we want you to see it for yourself. Great prices? We've got them. Great service? Absolutely. Tricky gimmicks and high-pressure salesmen? Never had them and never will. We've had an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for over 20 years. Winter's coming, so we're offering our 20-point heating tune-up to ticket P1s for only $69. Time to replace that old system? Right now you can get up to a $1,750 instant rebate. So take our recommendation, call two other companies, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning. You'll see how we've done business for over 20 years, gimmick-free. Call 877-YOUR-HERO. That's 877-968-7437 or ReliantAirConditioning.com.
Arlington, Allen, and Denton.
Visit Rudy's.com to find the location nearest you.
Creative inspiration or mental masturbation? You make the call. Throw the flag or signal a touchdown. This is Football Theater 1310 with all the ticket guys on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Now we're in sync. We're in sync.
Yeah, our bakes are synced.
Okay, so if you're syncing up your DVR right now, 157, 157... 157.
Wait, 157.
So 157. Sync us up. As
See the right there. You know,
it's Football Theater 1310. With
such experimental fake Troy.
Dan and the Musers. I think set to come in at halftime is Norm. And the great Donovan.
What do we do at halftime? Keep broadcasting?
We used to play like live music, but yeah, we'll just have a little round table maybe.
No. Oh.
Boy, they're throwing at that number 22 guy. Skriner.
Skriner's dead.
Skrines.
Kevin Ogletree.
See, they're both pushing each other. That seems like...
Yeah, if you want to get it to a receiver who can make a play, definitely throw it to Kevin Ogletree.
They did it. They found their third receiver in Kevin Ogletree.
And that's how I stopped my lawnmower.
Who's that?
I don't know.
He was demonstrating how he likes to start his lawnmower, though.
I think Collinsworth had great things to say about him in game one, right?
Wow. Man, this has been a bad game for Doug Free.
Horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Is Doug Free good?
I'd love it. I'd love it if Doug Free reached down.
Why did we all think he was a couple of years ago?
I'd love it if Doug Free reached down to help Romo up and Romo just slapped his hand away.
He did not even... He barely touched him.
What's... Like, is he allowed to have contact with him?
Guess who's here now? Dueling Rhymes.
Well, they went to bake again. I don't think we have that much bake.
No, we don't have that much bake.
Mm-mm. So we will not. We will comment on the iPad commercial. And say hello to Mike Reiner, who joins the morning show and me. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Dan.
What are you reading?
Hello, Mr. Dan. I'm reading about Royce White saying he's willing to quit.
How about that guy? You think the Mavs have problems?
Yeah, I guess somebody's giving us a copier. Is this yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to just come in here and start picking stuff up.
That's okay.
Big play.
So
just look around. Oh, this could be a big play.
Call me good.
As the Cowboys have their fifth punt? How many punts have they had thus far?
That is...
Donovan has confirmed.
Five possessions, five punts,
that's
correct?
That's been five punts.
Man, they've out-punted them, though. That's a good punt there. Hey, what nice angle kick.
What was Doug Free's contract?
Four
for 32.
Wow.
Are they getting their money's worth?
He didn't even touch that dude. I think he barely laid a finger on him. I still haven't watched Survivor either since the first year.
Blair's on it.
Hey, for the people who
Blair
say that
life.
People who say that Pat Shermer looks like Rich Gannon, you are dead on.
Okay.
You've confirmed that?
Yep.
Oh, he
and,
is wearing him out.
Bree Olson is still at the game.
Donnie, take over from me.
According to our sources. There's Ozzie Newsome. Of the Browns.
So, Trent Richardson is now over 50 yards.
Another That's back, impossible.
Another this, back on pace for 100.
This Let's is doomsday three.
Let's check the fantasy team. See how Trent Richardson is doing today.
He's also got three catches for 31, so over 80 yards total offense. Felix is countering with 17 on the ground and 12 receiving.
Trouble.
How's your fantasy team doing today, Craig? Are you a fantasy football player?
No.
Or do you look down upon
Craig and I used to have teams together.
With great disdain.
Yeah, George and I won the Dallas Morning News Fantasy Football Championship about 15 years ago, and then we retired.
Mm-hmm. Right now, Romo...
We went out on top, and we have enjoyed our retirement.
Romo with 3.46 fantasy points.
You know, people say... You guys could have stayed in the game and won many more titles, mm-hmm. but, you know, one was enough.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Mavs.
And for some reason, we got a golden putter. Remember that? That was a weird prize.
Yeah, fantasy football. Why did we get a putter?
I don't know. It was a golden putter. It said Dallas Morning News on it. I think I still have mine. That's a good first half.
So you didn't try to repeat, huh?
Why didn't the Cowboys use their timeouts so they could get the ball back?
Shut out in the first half at home by the Browns.
I think they got run over on defense, too.
God. How's the crowd reacting to this, do you think?
Do you think the crowd in the
gotta be booze.
In the bar they walk through will be upset?
Oh, no, they won't.
Man. No, they'll be going
crazy.
They'll
be crazy. Wanting a high five. Tell them, good job.
Autograph.
They'll be wanting
good
autographs.
Effort.
Maybe Jerry can give a halftime speech.
Anybody take the Browns going into this game in weekly picks and just general?
I did.
Dan
did.
The one
pick.
With the Browns
t-shirt I didn't take them to win.
You took them in the 10?
I just took them to cover,
points.
Eight
points.
7.5.
I took them to win.
Wow, Frosty's on Friday?
Did you?
Yeah, because I don't think the Cowboys
think
can win back-to-back games.
Isn't Frosty
Solid
played
theory.
Out?
No.
Frosty's played out.
No.
Yeah. We need to upgrade.
You just don't like it because he's white.
That's all it is.
The only other choice is yellow. We surely don't want them yellow. That's not it, George. I'm a little deeper
yeah,
than that.
It is, too.
You know? I'm way deeper than that.
We know how you are.
How am I?
No, nice. Donovan's
Explain
not like that.
If it's white, it ain't all right. That's how you are.
That's fine.
That's not true.
It's totally
Donovan.
Fine.
Yeah.
Once you go white, you go right back to black.
You guys want to laugh at some statistics?
Let's hear some funny stats.
All right, Cleveland's one of the worst third down conversion teams in football. Mm-hmm. They're 4 of 8 today against this mighty Cowboy defense. Mm-hmm. Nice 50% success rate. Dallas is 1 of 6 on third down. Totally.
Now, I would be interested to know how many of those third downs have been in the red zone because the Browns are the worst in the league. They made one third down in the red zone this year.
Wow. You know, Dallas has probably only had, what would you say?
A couple snaps?
I was going to say. Have they probably been in Browns territory?
Yeah, they have. It's two or three snaps.
Two or three snaps.
Yeah, I think it's three.
Okay, total yards, Cleveland 177, Dallas 68.
Mm.
68 yards of offense at home against a 2-7 team.
They're due.
Right.
Rushing. Cleveland was due to have a good game?
Rushing yards, Cleveland 82, Dallas 17. Penalties are even, four apiece. Dallas 4 for 37. Cleveland 4 for 20. Time of possession, roughly even. Cleveland, couple minutes advantage. Romo, 10 of 17, 74 yards.
What's your take on it?
Whedon, 10 of 17, 95, and a TD.
What do you see coming out in the second half, Craig?
Give us perspective.
What would you like to see the Cowboys do?
Don't ask me for perspective. Don't ask me for what I'm going to think we see in the second half. I don't know.
Give us context.
I'm in on that. Is a SpongeBob
These
Christmas?
Numbers tell me that Dallas is getting their ass kicked.
That's great. Okay, so the weekly discussion of how much of it is Tony Romo's fault, how much of that first half is Tony Romo's fault?
Not much.
Well, he has to take some. A couple of throws.
Yeah. On his side, though, yeah.
Other than that, he's not getting
protected. No ground game. He's got 2.8 seconds to throw it.
And, yeah, would you trust that offensive line to try to go deep? There's no way. They're playing awful.
That's what I was telling Corby. I don't know why he...
The one time they did, they got a pass interference.
Maybe that's why you throw deep. Tried,
but then all of a sudden you go and put Ogletree on that side. The guy couldn't hold Dez the first couple times.
Kevin Ogletree.
On the next play, you send Ogletree over instead of Dez. Keep using it. Keep abusing the bust the screen. Just bust the screen.
Will the Cowboys...
Just bust the screen.
You want it? Hey, Mike and Corby, are you guys caught up on Boardwalk?
No.
I am.
No, I mean like if you haven't seen the last one or two, that's
I am.
Okay.
I'm caught up.
Okay.
I'm totally caught up. How's your Richard Harrow coming?
Well, you know, last year I was obsessed with Harrow.
Yes.
Okay. You watch it too.
Yes, I do.
Do you do one?
Yes.
I do one only over the phone.
Well, pick up a phone and call.
I'll do that here in a little bit. But I'm obsessed with a new character. And this is the line that got me obsessed with him. And everybody's probably obsessed with him this season. But this was the line that really got me obsessed. So see if you remember this particular line. Oh, you got a gun. I got a gun. He's got a gun. Everybody's got a gun. Yes. Isn't Jip Rossetti the greatest character ever?
He's pretty good. Yeah, no doubt.
Awesome.
No doubt.
You never know when what's going to set him off. And didn't you love that? Do you remember that? They had that standoff in Mount whatever.
Mount Tabor. Fire, right?
Mount Tabor.
Yeah. Or Tabor Heights.
Tabor Heights.
Tabor Heights, yeah.
It is. It's right before he lit the guy on fire.
It's when Owen is it that is Nookie's assistant and Nookie's brother, and they were all, it was a big standoff between the two armies.
Yes.
And so they all pulled guns on each other, and he goes, "Oh, you got a gun? I got a gun." And then he looks over at some spare and goes, "He's got a gun." And then he starts waving his gun and goes, "Everybody's got a gun."
Yeah.
It was such a great moment.
Does he see the
17 Jacksonville?
Yes, I hope so. He's got to.
But
he is so great.
On that show, we need more Capone. You got to have more Capone.
Yeah,
I heard his time's coming this year.
Foles is worse than McNabb.
But it hadn't yet.
I love Capone on that show.
He's like terrible.
When his kid, and he was trying to teach his kid how to fight, and then the kid starts.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that, George.
Yeah, wasn't that a great scene?
Look at that.
I kill them all.
Donnie,
remember that?
Can you unplug me?
I got a bag.
I kill them all.
13-0 Browns over the Cowboys at the half.
I'm going to go grab a flight.
Now that Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket lives
in
our new sports house at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC.
Go ahead. Go to me.
When we say Charter TV will change everything, allow us to clarify.
things that will change. Now, tons of your favorite channels are in glorious HD, along with 1500 HD on-demand titles, many in 3D. You'll now be able to watch your shows on your Apple and Android devices, and stream content on any internet-connected device in your home.